This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein remembers an eye-opening encounter with a local street cleaner.
In this age of technology, we're connected as we have never been before. So it's ironic how so many people feel utterly alone. For years, I've been struggling with this paradox of our generation. And this week, an answer came to me through an experience that I had with an Ethiopian Israeli street cleaner named Yefet in a small city in central Israel. As I drove down the street right next to my home, my three-year-old shouted, "Look, Mom, there's a man cleaning the street." "You're right," I said, "and we should thank him." "You do hard work," I greeted the man as my kids and I climbed out of the car. "I'm just grateful for having work," he replied. As we talked, a big smile appeared across his face. "What's your name?" I asked him. "My name is Yefet, and I came to Israel from Ethiopia 15 years ago. Living here has always been my dream." He seemed tense and sad at first, but now he was relaxed and happy after receiving much-deserved recognition and appreciation. It was amazing for me to see how Yefet continued to smile the entire time we spoke. His whole body language changed. What Yefet taught me during our short time together is that everyone wants to be seen and appreciated. Clicking a button or tapping a screen does nothing but providing a false feeling of interconnectedness. It's time to close the computer and take real, tangible action to help and make a difference in this world.
To receive Yael's Corner each week via email and to add Yael as a friend on Facebook, visit holylandmoments.ca.